My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do you know Archbishop Oscar Romero? He was canonized as a saint in 2018. At the height of the economic and political crisis that rocked El Salvador, Archbishop Oscar Romero became a controversial figure. For defending the rights of the poor and denouncing the injustices and violence committed against them, he earned the ire of the oligarchs, the political leadership, and the military. In an interview with the Mexican newspaper entitled Excelsior on February 1980, the outspoken bishop said, I quote, "My life has been threatened many times. If they should go so far as to carry out their threats, I want you to know that I now offer my blood to God for justice and the resurrection of El Salvador." A month later, in the early evening on March 24, he was pilled by an assassin's bullet while celebrating the Eucharist. My dear brothers and sisters, in today's gospel, Jesus speaks for the first time of the suffering and death which await him in Jerusalem. He is well aware that some powerful persons, the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, are threatened by his growing popularity among the Jews. Indeed, they are barely able to hide their hostility toward him. Knowing that he will be put to death in Jerusalem, why is he still going there? Is he trying to commit suicide? My dear brothers and sisters, it is important to remember that Jesus is going to Jerusalem not to die, but to make his last call to those who are still trapped in their unbelief. It is not his mission to die. His mission is to save, and for that he is ready to die. He accepts his death willingly because he sees it in the light of God's design. And for him, death is a service, not an affliction. Like Jesus, Archbishop Romero could have prevented his violent death by trying to please anyone. He could have turned a blind eye and a deaf ear to the suffering of his flock. He could have played mute and desisted from denouncing those responsible for their suffering. Instead, the Archbishop courageously delivered his last and most eloquent sermon, his death. It was a sermon that continues to be heard throughout Latin America and beyond. My dear brothers and sisters, God sends His beloved Son to free us from all our sufferings. In the process of liberating us, Jesus undergoes the passion and death. He teaches us to be ready to endure suffering, not for its own sake, but as our free and joyful response to His call. When He says, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus' call in today's gospel comes down to these three important points. First, the cross is always be a part of life. Try as we may to avoid it, the shadow of the cross will touch all of us at some time in our life. Second, when it comes to the cross, each of us has a choice. Either we can turn away from it and refuse to carry it, or we can pick it up and follow in the footsteps of Jesus. And finally, Jesus promises us that if we pick up the cross, our cross, and follow Him, He will lead us to life. Not only to everlasting life in the next world, but also to the fullness of life in this world. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the promise of Jesus Himself. This is the Word of God. This is the good news that we have come together to celebrate today. Let me close with a poem I just received in my email. I'd like to share it with you because this is a moving testimony of the truth that Jesus promises us that He will give life to those who pick up their cross and follow Him. I quote, "I ask for health that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I ask for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I ask for power that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I ask for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing I ask for, but everything I hope for. Almost despise myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am among all men most richly blessed. Amen."